Bunker 4, November Uniform Echo radio check, please.
Good afternoon, Chad, N0TR. Sounding good, bud.
I had to get out of the house, bud, so I came up to the deer camp and closed the gate behind me. And I'm just checking my antenna out, making sure, you know, lightning hadn't done any damage to, you know, what little bit of infrastructure I got here for the radio. And just checking things out for a little bit. I'm gonna head back to the house here in a little while, but I appreciate the signal report. So this is 5 watts on a handy talkie. Gonna take my Kenwood. Take my Kenwood back home and pull it out of the camp for some time. But nothing in there unusual I need to know about.
No, sir. Everything's fine business here. Bernice said to tell you hi, and hi to Anna. We just got back from Spartanburg. Had to go do a little grocery shopping, of course. Come out ahead. I had some money coming back on a... Oh, they kick back so much money on Sam's card and Costco's card every year, so... Didn't really cost as much to get out of there. I think $15, and usually it's about $100. It's not raining here yet, but it's sure looking like it's going to, Chad. How's the health of everybody up that way?
It's drizzling pretty hard up here. Let's see. Weather station is 70 degrees, 97% humidity outside. And it's drizzling a little bit. But, okay, so health is, me and Anna are still negative on the testing. I'm not exactly sure how this is happening, but we are still testing negative. But her mother, yesterday, up until yesterday afternoon, she was really, doing really well. But I will say Anna had to get up with her twice last night because her coughing was really bad. So if you had asked me yesterday afternoon, I would have had no worries. But after last night, I am a little bit concerned. But we'll just have to give it some more time before I can legitimately speak on it, but you interpret that as you will, but that's kind of what's going on our end.
That sounds like it might be leading in a positive direction, so God bless her. That's good, Chad. Glad to hear it. When you get up older, it's a lot rougher on older folks than the younger folks is, generally speaking. And I know she had lots of issues there. Well, you've been full quieting almost entirely into the repeater, so I think that's doing a fantastic job this morning on a handy talkie. Although at 5 watts, that handy talkie will heat up pretty fast, so I won't hold you too long, bud. Is there anything else you want to pass down this way?
Handy talkie, but I'm on a 60-foot. I've got a permanent antenna here that's up around 60 feet, 57, something like that, I believe. So, yeah, I am on a handy, but my antenna's a good antenna, and it's up on distance. And every time I come up here, I check things out and make sure there's not any issues that I'm not aware of. But my big black bear has been visiting. He's been playing with my trash can. I guess he's mad because there's nothing in it. But I found it down the hill with some bite marks in it. So I guess he's a little bit upset because I didn't leave him any snacks. The deer feeder is completely upside down. So he's made his rounds, but got nothing here to keep him interested, and no damage to the cabin that I can see.
Be tiring of that, really. It gets old. You know, I seen them guys on Mountain Man and on up in Alaska on Life Below Zero, and they take a flat board and drive nails through it and put it in front of their cabin doors and sometimes on the windows, and it dissuades the bears from approaching that. So I'm sure you're probably aware of that, this N0TR.
Up this way, and I stop and visit with him from time to time, and he suggested that about a month ago, but and I had all intentions of doing it, but with everything going on at the house and with this quarantine thing, I just I haven't had time, but that's probably going to happen, because I just can't. I mean, if he gets inside this little cabin, he's just going to tear it all to pieces. So I'll take care of that probably coming up in the next month or so. But I just got to get through where I am right now with what's going on at the house and all that. But y'all doing okay? Everything safe on your end?
Been fine. We had a nice trip over there and talked to a nice young man, AB1. Let me see. KB1 ABH, I think. He's just starting kind of young at ham radio, I think, and had a real nice conversation with him on the way back. And the repeater's been pretty quiet. Yeah, I noticed that lady that's always on the Life Below Zero, and she reminds me of Bernice's mom, very independent. She mixed up some kind of stinky concoction that dissuaded the wolves. Now, I don't know if that applied to the bears or not, but I got a box of 16-penny commons here. If you want them, you can have them. I'd never use them. I don't know how I wound up with those. Might have brought them down from Kansas. But I'll never use a thing. I think there's a whole box of them in there, Chad, in the cabinet. When you get clear of that nasty old stuff and get the all clear.
I'll check you out, Tom. But the plan that we've got right now, according to the CDC, is we should be, how do I word this? We should be ethical. In 2 days, as far as concerning her virus, as far as being able to get out of the quarantine. But I think Anna and I have agreed that we're gonna continue to test after quarantine for probably 12 to 18 to 24 hours, somewhere around there, and make her dead level best crack at it, and then we'll kind of resume back to normal, I guess. But we're going to stick with it 2 more days and stick with what the CDC says to do and just try to show the preciousness of others. So that's kind of our game plan. But if something changes, I'll let you know. But all right, Tom, thank you for the signal report. I appreciate it, and I'm assuming my antenna's still okay. I know you can hear the rain hitting the tin roof in the background. But this is KO4NUE, and I'll be cleared. Please tell Miss Bernice I said hello.
Oh, she heard you. She's sitting over here. We're just having a cup of coffee here, and I'm having an oldish cookie. Well, we'd love to see you guys anytime. You know that. Bernice got her third shot, two or three days ago, and it's never bothered her. She's just dang the torpedoes full speed ahead. And I sent an instant message to the VA clinic here because they had said they was going to set me up for my third one, and I told them if they couldn't arrange it, that I'd just go. She just went to Walgreens. I just got online and got it very easily, so I want to get mine, and then I'll even feel better So if I don't hear from them today, I'm going to start calling Ingles and Walgreens and CVS and see about getting my third shot. Chad, you take care. Drive careful, and I'm sure you enjoyed your visit up there. 73 KO4NUE and 0GR is clear.
Supposed to get three shots of Botox, it's not
going to
make you look any handsomer.
All that money on that maxi facial surgery, and boy, I think it was just like throwing it away, wasn't it? shoot, how you doing, Wyatt?
When you pull into the tail end of the conversation, you have no idea what's going on. You just go, So Bernie's got a third shot of Botox. Well, I'll make her cuter, but I don't think it's going to work for Tom. Anyway, good day for CTD.
Yeah, that's for sure for me. No, I just want to get it because I got congestive heart failure and I've had multiple lung surgeries, so I just feel more comfortable getting it because I think the efficacy is down to about 70% now. So if I don't hear back from them today, which normally they're real good, I'll just go get it to one of the pharmacies here. She didn't have a bit of problem. It was a Pfizer.
First shot, and then when it was time to get the second shot, it came down with a cold. And they're like, we ain't going to give you the second shot while you have a cold, so come back to us whenever you're cold. And I'm mostly over my cold, but I did see that Johnny Allison, I believe it is, he tested positive.
Johnny did? Well, he works, he does the same kind of stuff I used to do, Wyatt, and I'm sorry to hear that. He's really a great guy. And tell him hi if you hear him. We've been trying to avoid it. We go over there. We went shopping over at Costco and Sam's, but there wasn't hardly anybody in Sam's, and it was just starting to come in over at Costco's when we got out of Dodge.
I like avoiding everybody, just generally. I've been saying that I just stay away from pretty much everybody. I think, generally I come in contact with maybe 5 people a week, and most of those 5 are also avoiding everybody, because we all work from the house. So, anyway, lots and lots of cops out here. It looks like there's a fire over at that Greenville Inn and Suites down by Mountain Road and Westmore.
Chad cleared. I think he did. Chad, are you on the road again?
I'm going.
Oh, I'm talking to Chad Wyatt up at a hunting camp up in the boondocks up there. If you can hear him, he's on a handy talkie through a nice outside antenna. Go ahead, Wyatt.
Especially given the fact that I'm getting ready to run into the Ferris Mountain Shattuck. I'm down here near the Grizzly Creek. KJ4 CTD Mobile.
I'm KO4 NUE. Name is Chad, and QTH is right on the Pickens-Liberty line in, actually, Liberty, right on the 12-mile river. I'm probably, as the crow flies, I'd say 4 to 6 miles, maybe a little more from town. But down in the bottom of the hole, right on the 12-mile river, out in the middle of nowhere, and just up here trying to test my antenna out and things like that. But, yeah, it's nice to make your acquaintance.
Let me see if I got it, Wyatt. Wyatt Chan is retired Army 27 years, and his last years were in communication, but relatively new ham and a great individual, I might add, and is trying to learn all the ropes, and he's doing a good job of it. And Chad Wyatt takes care of air traffic control stuff down here in this area, and he would have to explain that more than I do. Go ahead, Wyatt, KJ4 CTD in 0TR.
Not walking all over Tom. Sorry. Nice meeting you, Tim. And like I said, I'm getting ready to run into a Paris Mountain shadow. So probably going to get real scratchy and maybe even go away. KJ4CTD.
4CTD, I believe that's where, well, I believe that was correct. Yeah, so it's starting to rain pretty hard here, and the water on this tin roof is probably becoming a distraction. So I'm going to step on out, sir. It was a pleasure meeting you, and hope we can talk under better conditions. But, yes, sir, KO4NUE, 73STU, be safe. I'm clear.
A question you asked me about repeaters the other day, I never thought of Wyatt at the time, but he is extremely knowledgeable about things like that. So you might direct that question you had for me sometime to Wyatt, and he'll help you any way he can, I'm sure of that. Much more knowledgeable than me. See you later, Chad. You have a safe day. KJ4CTD and 02.
KJ4, Charlie Tango Delta.
And 0TR clear.